Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends. Don Todrin here from Second Wind. Hoping you're having a great day. All right, so, there are some parts of being in business that nobody really wants to pay attention to. And, we leave it to the lawyers, we leave it to the accountants, we ignore it, whatever. It's not exciting. You know, the nuts and bolts, the nuts and bolts of business. And certainly, one of these critical issues, very critical, is your selection of entity. Now, this is when everybody goes to sleep and yawns, really? A selection of entity? Like, that's kind of what you want to talk about? And absolutely, I do. So look, let's deal with this. If you're running as a proprietorship, unincorporated, then get off the phone right now, off your computer, and call your lawyer or your accountant, or go online and do it yourself. Get a tax ID number and organize a corporation or an LLC. I highly recommend the LLC. Do it now, this minute. Whatever your reasons are for not doing it, there are no good ones. And when your lawyer or accountant says, well, it costs money, it's too complicated, you're small, it's not worth it, get a new lawyer or get a new accountant because it is worth it. And the best excuse is, well, I don't own a house. I don't own anything. I've got nothing to protect. Well, if you want to lean on you for the rest of your life for God knows how much money, then I guess you can take that advice. But it's just not good advice. The corporate veil, the protection of you from issues that arise out of your business is a crucial protective device. You must take advantage of it. You have to have an entity. No longer can you operate as a mere proprietorship or a partnership. Yeah, even worse, partnership. Each partner is liable for each other's malfeasance and issues. So your partner goes has an accident, and you and the assets are liable for it. So partnerships are even worse. Of course, we also have the split of partnerships, and while I'm at it, I can't help saying never a 50-50, always a 51-49. Somebody has to be the showstopper, the game changer, the final decision maker, the tiebreaker. It's necessary. And of course, while we're dealing with entities, I must add one more caveat. You have to seriously consider your articles of organization, your bylaws, and your operating agreement. You must have exit strategies built into the organization. You must have a payback strategy for the partner who's investing money. You must have exit and entry provisions. How do I get out? How do I get in? How do I get my partner out? How do I get in and out? How do I bring somebody else in and out? Critical issues. And if they're ignored, when the day comes that you've got to leave or get rid of your partner and there's no way to do it, you're stuck. And that's a problem. All right. Well, we've talked about those in other situations, and I'd be glad to talk to any of you about it anytime you want. But today's discussion is more about the entity choice itself. So we knocked off proprietorship and partnership pretty glibly and pretty quickly. Very simply, don't do it. And so that leaves us with a corporate entity, which can either be a C-corp, which is the standard variety, or an S-corp, which you elect. You start off with a standard corporation and elect S-Corp, which is a tax pass-through. Now, again, don't go to sleep on me. This is really simple and basic. You got to have a basic understanding of this. There's no excuse not to. I know your accountants will tell you what to do, but you're running this show. This is your show. You need to be, conversational in it. So what's the big deal here? Well, if the corporation loses money, then wouldn't it be nice if that passed through to you personally so you can shelter income, tax-free income? Many corporations show on their books a loss, and yet you're taking a paycheck or a draw. So wouldn't it be nice at the end of the year, if you took 50 or 100 grand, to be able to shelter that by losses that the company received while building itself up and reduce the taxable income? Wouldn't that be great? That's a great thing to have happen. Now, that's an S-corp. It's a pass-through. If it's a C-corp, it just hangs out there with the corporation. Now, one of the issues that will pop up later is, well, if you want to stop the business and the business has big losses, which are valuable, I mean, they're worth money, and it's a C-corp, you're kind of trapped in there. You kind of have no real way to get it out. And there are ways, but it's cumbersome and convoluted, and it's not the way to go. If you have losses, you need to be an S-corp. Now, if you have gains, it's a pass-through again, but you're preventing double taxation, taxation at the corporate level and then taxation again at your level. So there's a lot to be said about that S-corp. Now, jumping into the subject I really want to talk about is the LLC. Now, the LLC is relatively new. When I say that, 20, 25 years, you know, 30 years in some states, 15 in some states, that's new. That's very new. And what an interesting entity it is. It's a real hybrid. It takes something from column A, something from column B, something from column C, and it puts it all together in a very unique way. So some of the critical aspects of it that I really find very important, and we use all the time, is great flexibility. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, people can come in and out of the entity without huge tax aspects, without, you know, trading stock, without, here's the big one. You can differentiate decision-making with ownership, so you can have a 50-50 profit split and a 60-40 decision-making split. You can give all of the depreciation to one partner who's got money and other income, and none of the depreciation to another partner who will have no impact. I mean, that's a huge benefit right there, especially with investors. You can allocate differently than you can in a corporation where it's all controlled by the number of shares you own. Very important. As important when dealing with debt, if you have an entity that's holding your real estate, for example, and you have a business that is separate, and if the real estate entity is an LLC, and if you go bust on the bank and you owe a lot of money, even though you own a valuable piece of real estate, the bank can't reach it if it's held in an LLC. Now, presumably, the bank can't reach it if it's held in a corporation either, but they can take an assignment of your stock and then control the business through your stock and liquidate you that way. Can't do it with an LLC. Doesn't work that way. There's no stock. So they can't climb into the control of that entity and liquidate collateral that's not cross-collateralizing your other loans. And that's probably one of the most important features of all. And, I mean, we use it in divorce situations, an entity and assets and property held in a LLC cannot be penetrated by a spouse. It's a very good place to do a protective reorganization to keep the business under control. And there are other aspects of it that make an LLC the preferred organization from my perspective. It's more flexible. It's easier to get in and out of. There are less barriers. It's not as rigid. And the organizational format can suit the needs of the partners in the ways I've described. So today's message is be in an entity, absolutely. And really consider an LLC as being the one most preferable in most situations. And if you're stressed, if you're a stressed business, you really want to be in an LLC because it has much more flexibility than a C-corp or an S-corp. So I offer that to you, and I say pay attention to it. Call me if you'd like to talk about your specific situation. Talk to your lawyer or your accountant, surely. Don't let them talk you out of an entity. Pay the money and be in an entity, and make it an LLC. It'll serve you best of all. All right, folks, that's my message for the day. I wish you the best, and I'll see you next week. Bye now.